Daniel, can you get him his safe pulse, please? Okay, let's make some headway here.
I'm talking about the problem.
Yesterday, we started what's called Fagir. Fagir we defined as
Punch has it.
Riboy Bakoshois Ba'akshanut. In order to get something that you need a lot of. Should we start again? Must I start again? Because you weren't listening, Rabbi. Well, you think you've got it already. Yeah. Okay, let's start again. You with us, Shabdovit? L'chaim. Okay. You want to fill up? You want to top up? After okay. After brocha, okay. Begir is riboy bakoshes ba'akshanut in order to get something you want badly. How you do that, how you stand up in front of Hashem with Akshanut and go over and over and over and over and this and that, trying to twist Hashem's arm and persuade him and get him to change his mind, we'll have to see. That's what Pagir. Nachon. I just mentioned that. How do you do that? Well, what do you do? That sounds like what chutzpah. Okay, yeah. You'll learn two things. You'll learn how to be a father and you'll learn how to be a child. That's the goal. Well, you'll learn how Hashem acts as a father when a child's behaving like that, and then you'll learn how to be a child, how to behave like that in a way that you get what you want, not get what you want, how not to irritate dad when you're being a nudnik. But let's see, how far did we get in this?
I think we're hiding
behind all of our top, no?
Yeah, that's going to start.
See, that's Avraham Avinu. That one? We did that. So then, Bani, Bani, Yaisi, Avanti. Let's go from the top of I'm Aleph. This is a fantastic, practical piece of advice, and it's Neira. It's awesome. Jews do this all the time. They made an isik out of the tefillah. To turn worlds upside down, to leave no stone unturned. The harbor is betfilas harbor. We couldn't be given a idiot at Tarik La Sigur, but we suk tfila meyuchat. Remember, the focus of Pagir is that it's focused, aimed, concentrated, dedicated. Moshe Rabbeinu davens 515 tfilas on one subject and one subject only. All his koichas, all his energy, all his focus is I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And I daven's 515 different tefillahs. Again, this is one of the ways of tefillah. The others don't get put to bed and you come back to them in 10 years' time. There's a lot going on in our lives. This is one area of tefillah. How much time are you going to spend on this? I don't know. But there's a Shemone Esrei. And there's Rina. And there's a Pesukei Nezimra. And there's all the lashonos of tefillah. You have to decide again which tool you're taking out of your toolbox. There are lots of different tools because there's lots of parts to this job. You're going to know how to use which one, when, and how. We'll see. No, there's not the expense of anything else. How you do that? Okay. It's okay. But how you do this is you do it and then you learn. It's trial and error. You practice and you work.
This is different from being fully present while you're dominating.
For sure.
I'm always actualized and present on this tefillah right now, so it's the only thing I'm focused on.
When I'm saying Atachon Ein Ladam Das, I'm thinking about Atachon Ein Das and I'm focused there. But my whole existence isn't buried in that moment. No. Moshe Rabbeinu is also davening for everything else. He had his Chaylim list, and he had his Panosa list, and he gives me off a Derech list, and all these lists of all the things he was davening for, but he wanted to get it to Israel. He was doing a lot of things. There were 40 days he was doubling this tefillah. But he was Mustama living a life. I mean, he had to bench, he had to. Moshe Rabbeinu is a hard one to bring right. I'm still waiting for a woman to walk in here one day, open up the oracle and start screaming. And grandmothers used to do that. It's well known. Women need to come into the Beis Midrash, open up the Aron HaKodesh and scream. And David, she had a sick child. She needed something. I don't know what it was. You read these stories? I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for the woman to come in, open the HaKodesh and start screaming. Why are they? You know, problems today. No one needs to David. People used to do that. That's not an excuse. You saw this with his own eyes, and we've also seen this. Couple, professionals, middle-aged, and they started sending their children to Chinuch Charedi. But Slichu Shebeneim Nir B'chayri Yeshiva V'gan Chasosim Chosa B'tshuva V'av Atzmo Yitchil Yishtatev B'shiri Torah. Sorry.
Regular people? They want it better for their children.
Yeah, like I said, professional government lives became Balei Tshuva. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm right. No, I never said it. I knew that I was right. I thought I made a mistake. Again, professional, middle-aged couple from Tel Aviv, wherever you want them to be, from the Chozer B'Tshuva. They started sending the kids to Chinuch Charedi. The kids were not matzliach. The boys went off to yeshiva. Their son-in-law became a Baal Tshuva. The whole emphasis. The father himself starts to go to Shira Torah. This father slowly left his profession and went off to work in Koilo. He learned with a smart and cheshek. He was shocked with Pinchas said, where did you find such a thing? Never saw such a thing. I've seen people learning, you know, they start when they're 3 and they go through the system. This guy was 50 when he started. He left everything. He starts learning like a young Avreich. Somebody knows the family. Tell me what happened here. The problems always start with the woman. This woman decided her husband needs to sit and learn. Papa Pishe Vinish is a Rachuk man Matthias. She understood this is so far from reality, it's not Shaykh. Okay, much and Lord Dabri 12, she didn't speak about it. Because that's not going to get a guy to do anything. Not going to work. Avalit Chilit Palel al Kach Tfilas Rabbis Veloima Haba Haba Tehillim. She started davening a lot and saying lots and lots of Tehillim. Vakoba Matarachas. She had one goal. Shebaile yet Talmud Chochum Gobo. Ashanim Avru. Slowly. He became an Avreich at 50. How? If you ask him, he won't be able to tell you. His wife knows how. Because she bought that out of her pillars. Is there a maisa niftachti li avona chadosha b'sug zeh shel tefillah? This gave me a whole new understanding in a new type of way of governing. Vizua nikra be Yiddish, ice betten. Betten is to request, ice betten. Anybody here, David? Ice betten. What's pshat ice betten? Betten is to fregen. To ask more and more and more.
Ice betten.
You can't translate Yiddish. Good. Yeah. Awesome. Can't translate Yiddish. betting is to request. Ice betting is more and more and more.
Yeah.
To ask for something focused until you get it. Person wants a tzloch in Torah v'Yishamayim. For himself or somebody else. Well, chinuch yeladov. Chinuch of his children, shigadli yirushamayim, v'talmid ha-chachomim, or kon v'kosher, albonim, or chayis ha-panosim, whatever it is, v'kanes b'milchom t'shel t'fila yoyman v'layna. Lo la'zo v'lo la'adpois, ad shiracham o'y alav min ha-shamayim v'yasig mevukushre. You've got a war with t'fila, day and night. You don't let it go until you get what you want. Eide Chavrusa, who was learning, a big masmid. Interesting situation. He used to learn in the mornings and work in the afternoons. He's an accountant. As long as he did his work, they were fine. He steigt the welt. He used to work in the evenings and whatever, which is very unusual today. That's all of us, yeah. Well, by him, it was in South Africa in those days, it was very unusual. An accounting firm would let you not work in the morning. After many years, they came to him and said, "I can't. You know, you're not getting medical anymore. You're not getting anything. Either work normal or don't work." So he came to tell me after Rosh Hashanah, when the news month started off the circus, he wouldn't be learning with me. If he has to go work full time, he can't. He had 12 kids or whatever. The robber told him, "You have to go work." I come back Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan for the newsman, and he's sitting in the seat opposite my seat. "What's going on here? What are you doing here? What happened?" He said, "I cried the entire Rosh Hashanah nonstop, 48 hours. I cried. I got, well, you have to let me learn. I can't without learning any gemara, ain't nothing." One of my tzukas, I got a call from the company to say they've been rethinking and it's okay, you can carry on. Now, no, people that have been davening for something for 20 years and they haven't got it yet also. I'm not trying to prove anything. That's the type of tefillah, and if you want to use it, use it. That's why we're learning here, because we want to try and discover what the Torah says. Yeah. I know a Yid, he lives in the Kiryah. He's a, what do they call him? He's a nuclear physicist. He's one of the highest big guys there in Dimona by the atomic energy thing in Israel or whatever. The guy learns Yoyma Malayli in abject poverty. They begged him. He's one of the most qualified guys in the world. They begged him to come back. They'll do anything for him or whatever. They'll pay him untold salaries or whatever. Yoshev Lomed Yoyma Malayli, if you want to see him, I'll take your shame sitting in the Kiryah. I always know where he is. Whenever you want to find him, I know exactly where to find him. Sitting in Shtendish Bank, he's become a big Talmud Chacham. Big Talmud Chacham. I don't know for sure, but I have a strong feeling that Marshall Kushu today was nothing. Okay. Yes, what?
Just in terms of the idea, I understand the battle in the Mokoma, but it's the XM, it's a bit of a conundrum, to be perfectly honest, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu just put us in a situation with the best situation.
Sure. Do you have that question anyway? Why daven bichlal? Why ever daven then? Everything that's happening before is good now. This is the best thing. Why daven? Why make kishtadlus? I'm going to say it again. Whenever you're working on betochen, see, we haven't mentioned the Kodesh Baruch Hu once in the Sefer, other than in passing, because this Sefer is not about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This Sefer is about me and my obligations. It's not about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is not Shara betochen. We're not dealing with betochen here. But when you work on betochen, yeah, you'll come to the realization that, why am I trying to change anything? Why are you davening Shmona Esra ever? Why are you asking for somebody who's sick to get better? No, I'm asking seriously.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. I don't really care if it gets better or not, but I have a mitzvah to daven, so I'll daven. Yeah? Okay, so we have to have another shiur then. So we have to have another shiur because it's so far. No, it's important that we deal with this. Because what you just said now is so far from reality. Again, I heard what you said. The reason why I'm davening somebody who's sick to get better is because it's a mitzvah. I don't really care if he's sick. I don't really care if he gets better, but I have a mitzvah to daven, so I daven. That's what you just said. And there are people that think like that, and they have a raya why they think like that. When somebody is ill, why are you doubting for him to get better? That's what Hashem wants. Otherwise, he wouldn't be ill. So the best thing that could be happening to him now is he's ill. Why are you changing that? I'll tell you even more. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Losamun al dam riecho. You see someone drowning in the river, or in any other similar matzah, you have a chiv to jump in and save him. If you can, obviously. If you can't, you can't. I need to be told that. I asked my Rob that question once. Why did you told that? That's poshut. He said, you might be walking past the river and see someone drowning. And you might think that's Hashem. Hashem's doing what this guy needs right now. Should do the best thing. Who might interfere with Hashem's plans? Every tefillah that you ever daven, you're arguing with Hashem. You know that? Hashem says, I don't want to. Because if he wanted to, he would have. Shema koleinu. I don't want to. Because if he did, he would have. Every tefillah you're davening, you're arguing with Hashem. Why'd you daven at all? Whenever you come to a point where there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the picture, why are you making any shadus and why are you davening? You have to deal with that, but that's not a subject now. This is a subject for people who know why they're davening, want to know how to daven and what tools to use when they're davening. That's what we're dealing with now. Why are you davening? That's another story. But I want to pick up on what you said, because it's very important to know this. What was your question?
The question is essentially that...
Listen, he's telling us.
My question is essentially that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was created in Metzias.
Right.
You have to interact with that Metzias. But maybe the interaction is not that we should try and change the Metzias, but rather that the tefillah should be to be able to deal with the Metzias as it is.
There's room for a tefillah like that as well, but there's a tefillah where I'm arguing with Hashem, I don't want this. I want this person to get better. I don't want them to be sick. I want the koyach to deal with the sick person as well, but I want the person to get better, and you don't understand that.
No, I'm saying that the difficult
then you're asking stomach question on tefillah. Why am I davening for Hashem to change anything? Okay. That's an old, old question. Why are we davening in the first place?
I'm not sure I'm going to solve the Harmoria, but that kind of thing. But tefillah there, wasn't that Hashem, the Avraham
Avinu? Again, for Tazov Avraham Avinu, you davened Shmoneh Esrei this morning. You don't have to answer that. What are you asking for? What are you asking for? Rafa'enu.
Yeah.
Well, what are you asking? What are you davening for? Hashiveinu, what are you asking for? For Hashem to change the matzav, because I don't want this matzav. I want a better matzav. I want the matzav to change. So we don't understand tefillah. You're asking the most fundamental first question, six-year-old, every asks this question. Why am I davening? First of all, Hashem knows what I need. And a loving father will give his child what he needs. Second of all, if it's not good for you, he's not going to give it to you. Third of all, you can't point out something you maybe forgot in the calculation. You're trying to get your kid into a school, they say no. So you go back and show them, well, what about this? What about this? You can't do that with Hashem. Hashem knows everything. So you're asking the most fundamental question, why daven bichlal? Okay? That's what you're asking. Okay, that's what we're doing here. We understand why we're davening. We understand we have to daven. And we're trying to find out how to do that properly. Your question, you have to go back to the introductory class. Take out of Talbot Svarim, there's two chapters on this. He deals with it. Why am I davening in the first place? That's your question. Okay. But I want to just point out something that was raised here that's very important to know. Very important. Nothing to do with this. Aval ze ma'od chashuv. People make a big mistake in this one. You know, there was Shnei Luchot. I don't have one here.
Well, maybe I
do. It was Shnei Luchot. On the one side with the Bein Adam Le, Markums. On the other side were Ben Adam Chaveiros. Which was more important?
Ben
Adam Chaveiros. Anybody other guesses? They're the same. Ben Adam Chaveiros. There's a cell. We said we had that already. We've had that already. Bring me a raya that they were the same. Huh?
Yeah.
I prefer a raya from the Torah. If you look at the word they use is luchos without a vav. Says the Gemara, to teach you lo ze gedoyle mizu velo zu gedoyle mizu. They're exactly the same. Because it says lachos, which can be read in the singular, not luchos in the plural. To teach you that one's not greater than the other, one's not greater than the other. Let me ask you a question. If there's no difference between Olam HaChaver and Olam Mokums, what do I need that differentiation for? Just give me 613 mitzvahs and I'll do that. What do I need to know that this is Olam Mokum, this is Olam HaChaver, who cares? Just do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to do them. Who needs this distinction of Ben Malkim and Mechaberet? They're exactly the same. They're exactly the same. What's the distinction for? Never thought of that, eh? I also hadn't thought about that. Now I'm thinking about it because I was told that you have to think about it. You know what's coming to teach you is that Nifla. Ben Adam Lamakim's you have to do Ben Adam Lamakim. Ben Adam Lamakim you've got to do because Hashem told you to do it, whether you understand it or not. Pasav Achalav, you do. You know why? Because it's healthy. No. Because you have to do it because Hashem told you to do it. Many examples. And that's not where the problem is. That's easy. But it's coming to tell you Ben Adam Lechaveiroi has to be done Lechaveiroi. For sure, I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it. But how did Hashem tell me how to do it? Lechaveiroi. When you're davening for somebody who's sick, I'm not davening because it's a mitzvah to daven. I'm davening because I'm really worried about this guy and I'm concerned about him and I don't want him to be sick because it's not nice being sick and I'm davening for him to get better. When I go to Bikachalim, when I go visit someone who's ill, I'm going to visit him because someone's ill and maybe I can help him. Lechaveiroi. For sure, I'm doing it because Hashem told me. Imagine you go visit someone in hospital and when you arrive there, they tell you he's been released already. He's better. He's been released. In front of the guy, you tell him, what did you do? You took a mitzvah away from me. You stole my mitzvah. Yeah, I came to be back at Kailim and you stole my mitzvah. One of the Gedolei Yisrael, and it made it was Rav Hutna. The Blush of a Rebbe was ill. And Rav Hutna sent him a message that he wanted to come visit him. He wanted to do the mitzvah back at Kailim. Blush of a Rebbe was sharp. He sent back and he said to him, "If bin ich kein Chayfetz for thy mitzvah, I'm not an Esrog. You want to come to the mitzvah b'kachaylim? I'm not your Esrog. You come to the mitzvah b'kachaylim because somebody's ill and maybe needs your help. You can fix his pillow. You can organize food for him. You can take care of him. Why? Because you care. No, because it's a mitzvah. For sure it's a mitzvah, but what's the mitzvah? Ben Adam l'chaveiroi has to be done l'chaveiroi. That's not so simple. I'm not davening because there's a mitzvah to daven because there's somebody sick. Somebody's sick. I want him to get better. They're coming to take my house away tomorrow, God forbid, because they haven't paid my mortgage. I'm not davening because I have a mitzvah to daven. I'm davening because I don't want to sleep in the street with my wife and kids tomorrow. Yeah, but Hashem does. Okay, so we'll sleep on the street because that's what Hashem wants. You're right. So why are we davening? Okay, that's a bigger problem. But now that you have to daven, now you've been told how to go about doing it, depending on the particular situation. Which kli to use? Adkan. In both, Hashem told you. He told you to do it l'makom. And Ben Adam Lechaveiroi told you to do it l'chaveiroi, not l'makom. If you're doing Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, it's l'makom, you're missing the point. In both of them, you're doing it because Hashem told you. Correct? Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, why are you doing it? Because Hashem told you. Why are you giving stocker? Because Hashem told you. But how do you give stocker? L'chaveiroi or l'makom? L'chaveiroi. When you're putting on tefillin, how do you put on tefillin? L'makom. I don't know how you would do that for chaveiroi, but anyway, whatever. Harder to see the chaveiroi in the makom than the makom in the chaveiroi, but anyway. Yeah? Clear? There's a human being here in the Benon L'chaveiroi. Benon L'chaveiroi, there's a person here. Not just you and Hashem, and he's an Esrog.
This person needs help.
Help him because he needs help, not because you have a mitzvah. But you're doing it because you have a mitzvah. No one's saying not, but that's not why you're doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done in a certain surah. The same way as lulav and esrog has to be done in a certain way. You have to hold in the right and the left and tuck. So too, ben lulav chaveiroi has to be done in a certain way. You know how you do it, the chaveiroi.
This whole element or this mechanism of pick. Here, only then apply in those tillers of Ben Adam Lechaveiroi.
No, it could be for something for myself. It could be I'm damaged because I want Hashem to help me learn better. I don't know what your problem is. No, all these tillers depend on whatever you want, whatever you need. There are different types of tillers. That's what we learn. There's different tools. There's a hammer, there's a drill, there's a saw, there's all different tools, and you'll decide which tool to use depending on what you're building. That's what the whole safe is about.
Didn't we say earlier in the Sefer that Hashem puts us in situations like the Imaos, he made them barren so he could get there? So maybe Hashem puts people in certain situations.
Maybe, again, I can carry on giving you dugmot and examples till you blew in your face. Maybe.
See, for him, is that why is there a certain situation?
Yeah, but we have to understand.
Hashem wants to give you tefillah.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
This Father in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah, he likes hearing you begging. Right? So he doesn't
want to connect.
Again. He doesn't want anything. what you're saying is, we're taking the Chazal and we're learning it, right? Everybody knows this Chazal. Why were the mothers barren? Why didn't they have children for so many years? Because Hashem loves their tefillahs. So you torture a woman for 90 years in order so you can have some kef from her tefillahs. That's not in that Chazal. How do you understand that Chazal? Hashem yearns for the tefillah of the tzaddikim. So you torture your child because you want to hear him begging? The woman is not having children for 90 years? Because you don't have a thought. So that's what's going on. Our dysfunctional father, you know? Like, why aren't you giving your kid the sweet? No, because I really love listening to him begging and crying. There's something wrong with understanding.
You know it's good for her.
No.
He's going to give it to you in the end anyway. Son is going to get a baby in the end anyway. Why does he have to suffer for 90 years of barrenness? Because Hashem likes his tefillahs, her tefillahs. You understand that? Great, I don't. No, there's ways to deal with it. I'm just finding out to stop being superficial, start understanding Chazal properly. Tefillah is a big conundrum. You're right. You have the audacity. When we learn Begir, we'll see it later. He's going to discuss this. You have the audacity to stand up in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and do this? You have the chutzpah to do such a thing? Where do you get the chutzpah to do that from? No, seriously, if you understand who Hashem is, you understand who you are, and we'll deal with that later when we get to Nefilah and we get to some of the other tefillahs that require enormous anava and humbleness.
That's what
it is.
I would think it's too much of a chutzpah.
You're answering the question. I'm allowing the question to be the answer. And I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm just saying, stop and think. Just think, what am I doing here? Hashem tells you have to do this. You have a chiv to do this. You have to do this. How do you do it? You do it like you don't have a chiv. You do it because wow. You scream when somebody hits you over the head because you have a chiv or because it was sore? When you're in pain, you scream. When you're happy, you sing. That shira, zimra, they're all different. But you go away, all the way home. Why am I davening? That's a hard question that needs to be answered. That needs to be answered. Yeah. Mitzvah tomorrow will start base, which he says, yeah, you need to be very careful.
Is there a breakfast tomorrow?
There's a breakfast tomorrow. Yeah, it won't be tomorrow. It'll be on Thursday.